Pennsylvania voters go to the polls today to cast their ballots in the state's primary. And while Joe Biden and Donald Trump are essentially locked in as the Democratic and Republican presidential candidates, several races down ballot could predict how November's general election might play out in the Keystone State. For more, let's bring in Julia Taruso, staff writer with the Philadelphia Inquirer, where she covers politics. Hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
So what are the big issues for voters in Pennsylvania?
Most polls show the economy remains a top issue for voters here. That's followed by crime, drugs, violence in a recent poll of Pennsylvania voters. I've also talked to voters who talk a little less about the most important issue to them and a little more about what's motivating their vote. And on that note, I hear a lot, particularly from Republican voters, about immigration and border security. And I hear a lot from Democratic voters, predominantly about abortion rights and democracy.
So have you heard candidates addressing those issues?
There are a couple races that have kind of become reflective of some of those issues. So one is we're electing nominees for attorney general here in Pennsylvania. And so that race has been, you know, almost solely focused on crime. And I think democracy is one that's really playing out in a race in near Harrisburg in the central part of the state. That's where Congressman Scott Perry is up for re-election. He's a Republican and one of the state's most conservative members of Congress. And about six Democrats have lined up to try to challenge him in November. And a big part of that race has become trying to make it a referendum against him and some of the roles that he played in efforts to overturn the election in 2020.
So I understand that the Pennsylvania Department of State has approved almost 900,000 applications for mail-in ballots. I wonder what you think might happen with turnout.
There has been a push in the state from the Republican Party to try to get more Republicans to vote by mail. There's a thought that, you know, they were at a disadvantage last time around, not fully embracing mail-in ballots. So there's been like an actual campaign here from Republican leaders to try to encourage more members of their party to vote by mail in the primary. And there's also this year, the governor, Josh Shapiro, our governor here in Pennsylvania, implemented automatic registration for folks who go to renew their driver's licenses or get driver's licenses. And so there's been a bit of an increase in voter registration. All of that to say it's a sleepy primary at the top of the ticket. So it'll be really interesting to see who turns out, especially, you know, 7 months out from the general election.
One last race to mention, and that is the 12th District, which includes Pittsburgh and some of the suburbs. Representative Summer Lee is facing a primary challenge there. Lee has accused Israel of committing war crimes and is actually one of the very first members of Congress to call for an immediate ceasefire. I wonder if this issue is as important to Pennsylvania voters as it seems to be with, say, national press.
It's a really good question. And I think voters have kind of a mixed response, especially in terms of how the Biden administration is handling the conflict. In a recent poll, about 24% of voters in Pennsylvania thought his policies were too supportive of Israelis. And then 23% said he was too supportive of Palestinians. The larger number, about 40%, said his approach was right. Representative Summer Lee's race has really centered on this issue. And more broadly, I'm very interested to see how many people write in uncommitted in Pennsylvania. I know the group of activists leading that charge is hoping that about 40,000 people will write uncommitted on the Democratic presidential nomination line. And President Biden won the state by about 80,000 votes in 2020. So that would not be an insignificant number if they accomplished that.
Julia Taruso, staff writer with the Philadelphia Inquirer, where she covers politics. Thank you so much, Julia.
Thank you.